Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, Hudsonville, Illinois, and Crescent City, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
It's time for our pre-opening commodity market report on AM 580. Here to do that is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Tom, and good Thursday morning, everyone. The Labor Department today says that the total number of people on the unemployment insurance rolls has dropped for the first time since early January, while first-time claims for benefits rose slightly. Total unemployment insurance rolls fell by 148,000 to 6.76 million, the largest drop in more than 7 years, and perhaps a sign that layoffs are easing. The drop also breaks a string of 21 straight increases, the last 19 of which were record highs. The department also says initial claims rose 3,000 to 608,000, but on the four-week average, it fell 7,000 to 615,750. This morning, USDA released its export sales report for the week ending June 11th. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat this year, 9.9. Corn this year, 30.2. Next year, 14.8. Soybeans this year, 5.4. Next year, 3.9. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 84.95 is down 2 points. The NASDAQ at 17.97 is down 10. The S&P 500 at 9.11 is up just about 0.5 point.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us now with a look at the agricultural weather is our very own Mike Sol. And Mike, as I look at the old rain gauge for Friends Plaza, well over an inch on that thing.
And the 8-inch rain gauge, which is our stationary rain gauge out back, picked up almost 1.72 inches. That's what we picked up early, and then I measured another 5/100ths. So almost an inch and an eighth of rain fell here. And, Dave, we had reports of more than 2 inches of rain across portions of central Illinois. So more wet weather now that conditions will be improving. There will be some thunderstorms refiring across the area this afternoon. Probably not quite the widespread intensity that we saw this morning, but there is a chance that some fields will pick up another inch and possibly 2 inches of rain, and another chance for some thunderstorms tomorrow before the weekend turns much quieter. So again, no shortage of precipitation across central Illinois. They still need some rain in the eastern Corn Belt and far eastern Ohio and southeastern Ohio River Valley. They could use some rain. There's also a need for some rain in the wheat fields of Oklahoma, especially central and western Oklahoma. There has been some improvement as moisture has been streaming in the western states, scattered showers there. And they big need for rain across a portion of Texas, all the way from the southern tip of Texas through central and eastern Texas. Now, eastern sections of Texas could pick up some rain, as well as the southeastern states and the Delta, although probably not as much as will be needed there. Hot, dry weather in most areas in the south will contrast with the cool, showery weather along the southern Atlantic coast. Planting activities for cotton and peanuts nearly complete in that area, so the rain would be beneficial at this time. In the Corn Belt, again, we had the locally heavy rainfall for the area. Soil moisture remains abundant to excessive in many areas. We need the temperatures to warm up because of the below normal temperatures slowing the growth rate. Now, we do look for a short-term warm-up over the next couple days. Temperatures should be heading back up into the mid-80s to the lower 90s across Illinois and Indiana. It does look like temperatures next week will be relatively mild with mid-80s pretty widespread. And the precipitation for next week seems to be starting to shut off as a high-pressure ridge is expected to develop in the mid-levels of the atmosphere. Not totally shutting off the rain. It will not cap the shower and thunderstorm activity, but it will lessen the amount of storm activity that we see moving into the area. As far as the upper Midwest, there's been an ongoing drought across portions of Wisconsin, west central, and in through northern Wisconsin and eastern Minnesota, and they do look for some rain to help out the situation there. And generally, too much rain again across Illinois and portions of Indiana, but that starts to appear to at least take a next week looks much better as far as the computer models go. Outside the U.S., looking at some of the computer model data for Canada, they've been in need for rain. This second week of rainfall, according to the computer models, looks pretty decent, but computer models have been over-exaggerating the rain across the northern tier states, and it does look like the northern tier will be the area that does start to see more shower and thunderstorm activity as the jet stream pushes up along the U.S.-Canadian border and could bring some helpful rainfall for the prairie provinces of Canada. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Zola.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at 6.22¾, unchanged. Last trade up 2¼. September, 6.33½, unchanged. Last trade up 1. July wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 5.68, up 2. Last trade up 2. September, 5.95, up 1/4. Last trade up 3. July corn opened at 4.08, up 1/4, last trade down 2¾. September, 4.16, down 1/4, last trade down 2¾. December, 4.29, up 1/4, last trade down 2½. July of 2010, 4.55¼, unchanged, last trade down 5½. July beans opened at 12.11, up 4¾, last trade down 2½. September, 10.86, up 4, last trade up 1½. November, 10.50, unchanged, last trade up 1/4. July soybean meal opened at 401.30, up 90, last trade down 40. July soybean oil opened at 37.22, up 12, last trade down 35. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of Ag Review. She is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
Had export sales out, and everyone was trying to get a gauge on the soybeans in particular as the spreads were beginning to weaken yesterday, lost about 15 cents on the spreads yesterday. Do the export sales today help prop up the spreads or not?
You know, this is the first week in the last three that we didn't have a negative export number, so that's kind of a plus. But coming in at 5.4 million bushel old crop and just under 4 million new crop is nothing too exciting. We still have an inverted July-August bean spread, but I think this market will follow the crude and be steady to maybe 2 or 3 lower. We did have just a very small export sale to China. It was 09-10 crop, nothing in the 08.
And as you look at the crude, what are you seeing then today?
My anticipation is that we will be down and probably press that nearby crude down under $70 a barrel again.
Turn your attention to the corn and pretty good exports this year.
Good exports there, Dave. 30.2 million bushel old and almost 15 million on the new. We'll still be under pressure. It seems like every time the corn tries to pop its head up, somebody's in there ready to knock it off. We'll be down a penny or maybe 2 or 3 cents, something like that. Can't quite get back to these 20-day moving averages. If we would, I think we'd see heavy selling.
Will the fundamentals support corn if Informa comes out with a number as people anticipate tomorrow?
I think everybody has been talking about Informa numbers, and I don't think they're going to be big market movers by the time they're out.
Turn your attention to the wheat, please.
Wheat exports were on the low side of things, just under 10 million bushel. Wednesday was the first day we didn't have a hard downside move. Trade really is ignoring delays in U.S. wheat harvest. and quality issues that seem to be developing will be steady, maybe a penny lower there.
Is wheat market the one that is fundamentally the weakest of the three at this point?
It is the most weak, and the fact that it can't rally is probably weighing on the corn.
What do you expect for CME livestock today, please?
Livestock markets on the cattle futures, I think, will be up 20 to down 20 type of a market. The cash is certainly sloppy. The trade just has a weak tone. Maybe a little short covering there. On the hog market, I think, will be lower, down maybe 10 to 60 cents. This product market in the pork is just horrible.
Thank you very much, Ellen. You have a great day today. That's Ellen Dearden of AgriView. She is in Morton, Illinois. She joins us every Thursday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. The time now is 9:01 Central Time.